Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We have a true musical giant on the World Cafe today. It is Tony Allen, who for years was the heartbeat of Afrobeat, the drummer for Fela Kuti and his most revered band, Africa 70. After leaving Fela, he has made many other recordings and for a while, over the last few years, worked with Damon Albarn in the band The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. He has a new album called Secret Agent, released in the States this year. We'll hear some recordings Tony Allen made with his band at Poisson Rouge in New York City and get a chance to talk with Allen as well. I started out by asking if at this point in his career, when he makes a new album, if he has a preconceived idea of what he wants it to sound like.
Whenever I decide to go into the studio, it's when it comes, you see? I never try to preview that tomorrow I'm going to make my music style go this way or that way. No. It's always when I'm in the studio on my drums and I decide to, okay, I want to go for a new one. Then I start to get it done.
Tony, I tell you what, I thought I would play a performance from you and your road band is the one that recorded the album, and they're the ones who are on this this live version here from Le Poisson Rouge.
Yeah, I got my guys, those ones on the album, except one person missing, and because he's from Lagos anyway, so this the immigration of American immigration in Lagos. Kind of, you know, they asking for too many things that, which is impossible anyway. So sometimes, you know, so except just one person.
Well, let's start with the one of the ones that you actually sing on the album. This is Secret Agent.
Okay.
Say they pretend say they be your friend. You they eat with them, you they walk with them.
Thank you.
That is a Secret Agent live at Le Poisson Rouge in New York City with our guest today, Tony Allen. And we're having a chance to talk with him about the current music and, of course, the wealth of music over the years. You talked a little bit about immigration and difficulty getting people into the U.S. How much did that, when you relocated from Lagos, you ended up in Paris. Was that an element in where you ended up resettling?
Well, I mean, I ended up in France because when I left Lagos, it was London. I went direct. Mm-hmm. Just because of all this immigration business of not being able to be stable, or getting your right papers to be legal. I don't want to live anywhere that I'm illegal there, so I have to look for where I can be legal, And France happened to be because I got the contract there right away, from London. And that's why I went there direct, and African music was happening then properly. So I stayed in France, but it doesn't stop me working anywhere, everywhere in the whole world today.
I was interested in reading about the influence on your drumming early on, the fact that you learned to play listening to Art Blakey being one of the ones. Those were his bands. I mean, the drummer was leading those bands, and they were such great
exactly.
orchestras. And what was it like for you to actually become the leader of the band when you moved to France? Did the focus become a little bit different than it was, working with Fela?
With Fela itself, it's kind of like I was the leader of the band. True that because I was the only one that has the freedom of kind of playing, creating myself, properly to whatever he writes, So that made me to be the leader there, So I was able to lead the band. I was able to be playing my own compositions before Fela comes on stage. Even though I was behind, but I stayed in front. So that's what I maintained, And at Blakey, as a drummer, and was my idol. And my idol, number one idol, and then leading his jazz messengers at that time, that's kind of a good inspiration, for me too.
I understand that when you and Fela first started playing together, it was kind of that knowledge of jazz that was one of the things that attracted him. He wasn't finding the drummers he wanted at the time.
Exactly. Yeah. When he arrived, he was working in the radio, trying to form a jazz band, and he had tried about 3 or 4 drummers in the country. And to me, those drummers he had tried, they were not bad drummers to me, really. They were good drummers. But Fela didn't find what he wanted in them, So he just said, this seems there's no good drummers in this country, So somebody said, try Tony, And then that's why, and we met. And he said, they said you can play drums, I said, yes. Okay. And then he said, can you play jazz? I said, of course, yes. And then we went on and like audition, and from there, he said, yes. Okay, he agreed that, yes. I'm the first one he had seen in the country.
I wanted to play another piece from this concert, one of an earlier piece of yours called Black Voices, which I've always loved. And this is one, I guess, one you would do in most sets, right?
Well, it was written by Payne, Michael Payne and me, Mm-hmm. And Payne, you must know this Payne is... with the Funkadelics.
Yes.
So, he was in Paris, so I was trying to work on his own things he was doing in the studio. It's a home studio, just kind of finding a jam together, you know. So we're talking about the black voices, you know, and what the black voices means today, you know, whatever, at that time anyway. So anyway, so we just went down there, you know, and then we knock it off, you know. I just, with my music, and said, put the lyrics on it. And he did. So it's another collaboration, you know, trying to fuse the West to what I have, you know.
Black Voices in performance of Le Poisson Rouge from our guest today, Tony Allen. And he has a new album out called Secret Agent, which was recorded a couple of years ago in Lagos and now out here in the States on Nonesuch Records. And, you know, you've become known to a whole new set of fans through your work with The Good, the Bad, and the Queen, with Damon Albarn, Paul Simonon, Simon Tong, which talking about, you know, bringing the music of different cultures together, what a fabulous idea that is. I understand it was you that initiated the relationship between you and Damon. You called him up and invited him to Lagos?
Yeah. We did. I did. I took him to Lagos. And we recorded for 2 weeks and came back, and at the end of the day, just in the world of, we can't use this because we are too many on this album. So we just kept it aside, you know, and started writing. We kept on writing, and that ends up with the Goodie Band, the Queen.
Do you think that is a project that will have legs and will continue?
Oh yes. It's not going to be the Good Man, the Queen, but just, we have something on the road already that, you know, we just, this time around it's going to be, well, it's almost finished. It's Flea and me and Damon.
Ah.
So just wait for that. I mean, start looking forward to that soon.
Tony, I just wanted to thank you so much for your music over the years, and I look forward to these new projects. You just seem extremely busy, maybe more so now than ever, which is just great for you, and I really appreciate you taking time.
Thank you very much, you know.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.